Welcome to Homebrew, an actual play D&D podcast.
Trio was about to get the to see what was going on, but instead, as Brienne does, he alerted everyone around us and woke the dead. No, not literally, that was just a joke.
Unless
they're dead. That's why I said it's I realized in this game, after I said I realized that that's something you could actually do.
Yeah,
in this game,
exactly.
Like, no, it's a joke.
No, wait, no, that's a joke.
And Trio does see the scattering of said people as you call out to them.
Now, do we all hear what's going on right now?
You heard the rustling and clanging.
All right. Lita's looking into her bag.
You're not very far.
Well, Lita's looking into her bag.
Okay, roll.
Dead.
All right.
5.
Okay. So, you...
I think I was calling to them.
Yeah,
who's there?
So, back you hear... who's there?
That's what I asked.
Oh my gosh. Why are we doing this again?
Ignolin stealth forward.
Trill's
trajectory is still going, so she's flying through.
Ren walks ahead to shake a hand.
She's flying through.
I rolled a dirty 20 for stealth.
There is a freaking glitch in the matrix right now.
Anybody
else have a deja vu?
What do I see? What do I see? Obviously, I see the campsite that's being put out and, like, put up.
Yeah. People rushing around.
Are they like just normal people, like humans or what?
It's kind of hard to tell.
Okay.
They had been sitting around the campfire, kind of chilling, and now they're rushing around. Yes.
So does 20 let me to stealth forward?
Yeah, you stealth forward.
Okay. Do I see anything once I'm kind of like?
Yeah, you see people rushing around.
Okay,
campfire.
Cool. Okay, cool.
I want to see what I see.
Amazing.
I like to imagine Ignolin's just we're in flat. Since we're on like a flat field, I imagine like Ignolin's like. Just crawling.
Yeah.
Just like. there's
bushes, bro.
No.
I definitely said we've got to go through those bushes.
Yeah. You know, like on Scooby-Doo, and they like run through one door, and they'd come out a different door.
Yeah.
He's doing that with the bushes. He's like.
The Pac-Man theory. Yeah, well, I guess I'll run to the bushes and. Kind of follow him, I guess.
Hide in the bush.
Okay.
Why are we hiding?
So I don't know why he's hiding.
So is everybody getting in the bush?
No.
There's people. I just kind of tell everybody what I'm seeing also.
Ren's hands up. Hey, I'm Ren Tanaki of Kushiro. No harm.
You just walking towards the camp?
Yeah, hands up, walking towards the camp. I'm Ren, I come in peace.
Okay.
Lita's next to him right now.
Let me roll some dice and see what I...
Rian's looking around and said, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, that's progress.
He has matured.
That's progress.
He realizes he screwed up.
Yeah.
Does he normally do this?
Originally, he wouldn't think that.
Like the time he splashed through the cave in the water and woke all the wolves up.
Fell in the hole. No, he jumped over the hole. He didn't fall in the hole.
No, you fell. You did.
You
fall
you
in
caught yourself.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody caught
Why
you.
Is it that when Rian, I think.
Anyway.
Like, get a picture of something.
Well, this is true. This is very characteristic.
He is one of the best characters ever.
All right. Ren, what is your? Armor class?
17.
Okay. So it hits.
Don't I have that thing?
That's what he said he was doing.
Purple worm.
He's walking out like, he's walking, hey, Ren, whatever. And he, and he's, as he walks through the bushes and out of nowhere,
It's an arrow?
It is a bolt. It's a bolt.
All right, I want to use deflect missile.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know why I said it that way. I don't know either, but you did.
I love this ability.
Okay. The damage I take
Hold
from...
Up. Can you do this if you're not expecting it? If this is
it's a reaction.
It's a reaction.
Okay. Just make sure because...
Wait a minute.
Reactions
if it's
out.
A surprise round, it is,
it is
not,
a surprise
he does
round.
Not get
He's
one.
Surprised he didn't get a
it's
reaction.
It's a surprise round because you're walking... completely unknowing like this
Okay, cool. I eat an arrow.
I eat an arrow.
Yeah, I'll eat an arrow for the group, sure.
Don't say eat.
Ren, I've done it before. It's not that bad.
Wow, okay.
You're going to make Ignolin cry.
I'll take.
You're going to make Ignolin drink himself.
I was a boy.
Sweet, so I got hit four.
For 9 piercing damage.
Oh, by the way, we probably took a short rest, right?
In the house.
We get hit points back, guys.
Sweet, that's pretty good.
Is it just a short or long?
Short. It was short, so we, yeah.
So we have to use dice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What do you roll? How do you roll that?
Same.
You roll a d12.
Where does it turn?
That's right, yeah.
And you get that many hit points. But you can do as many dice as you want up to your max.
Where's the short rest?
Should be 7.
Rest, short, then tell you what to roll. You have a D8.
So, like, you can roll all of your hit dice. You can roll up to 7 because you're level 7. So that's how many hit dice you can roll, but you can choose to save them if you want to. Does that make sense? So if you want more, you can roll more than...
I'll roll the dice for you and add
them. Okay.
So I rolled 2.
Just pick how many you want to use.
Sean rolled hit.
I could use all 7.
Sean, how do you do that?
Or what's
on this? You hit the little
campfire
button. Hit the campfire button, select how many you want to use, and then hit short rest. Take short rest, and it'll auto roll them and add them back to your health.
So, is there a con on using all?
You can't use any more. You don't get them back on a long rest.
Cool.
Use like 3.
All right.
Okay. Cool.
Attack.
Alright.
I'm almost back to full health.
Go. Hey, that's pretty solid.
Ren Tanaka.
Back to full health. Sweet. Okay. And then I had 9 points of damage. So cool. Ow! I just got shot, guys. I just got shot. Ah.
He did.
I just got shot. Ah. I just got shot.
Whoa.
Not cool, bro.
Hey, don't show.
Not cool. Rolled an 18.
No, I didn't mean to roll. I just...
I do it.
I rolled it manually.
No,
I
do it. It's okay. I just saw it pop up.
All right.
Are we rolling initiative now?
I just got shot.
We are rolling initiative.
Oh, okay.
I just got shot.
Okay, why nothing happened?
Chrissy, wake up.
I'm clueless.
Does anybody know on the iPad how to clear the roll that's on my screen?
If you tap it.
Okay. Cool. I was like swiping it and it was like going crazy.
Go away. Go away.
The same time he said to tap it.
Why is it laughing at me?
Just tap it.
They're all going to laugh at me.
Tap it real good. Aww. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Oh my gosh. I'm leaving.
All right. I rolled a 7-2.
I know, I rolled a 1, so...
Oh, never mind. I rolled a dirty 7.
Dang. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Hey, real quick before we get into initiative, I know I'm technically in surprise. Is Ashan also in surprise since he kind of crept up with me?
I mean, I think once initiative happens, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I think the surprise round's over.
Yeah. The surprise round
Well, but I'm still hidden.
I mean, like, you're not going to be surprised, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying we still have surprise.
He wants to surprise the enemy.
The other way around.
He wants to surprise the enemy. However, like, they should be all... alerted.
Yeah.
Now.
But if they don't see us.
That's
because we were stealthy.
But they know that there's people.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay.
If you were a rogue, it would be okay.
Okay. I'm basically
rogue. I'm basically.
I'm going to just misty step behind.
Wait,
where did
I get shot at?
Chop their heads off. No.
And not the shoulder.
Shoulder. My favorite shoulder.
See what limb.
My favorite shoulder.
Not Ignolin.
Well, you're just sheer chaos.
Ren, it's okay. I've eaten one in the shoulder before. It's not that bad.
I feel just
right in the ear.
So close to you.
Perfect piercing.
And you're actually pierced to the tree behind you?
No. Yeah, DM, that is actually a question. Did we eat it in the same shoulder? We're blood brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. God. I feel just like Ignolin.
We're basically twins.
I feel just like my brother Ignolin. Oh, this is kind of cool, but it hurts.
All right. So, who rolled?
Well, I'm definitely going last, for sure.
Who rolled a 20 or above?
Nobody?
Wow.
Okay. Who rolled a 15 to 20?
Must be nice.
What'd y'all get?
15. Oh, yeah.
Plus two.
Ooh, this arm wrestle.
So, no, I've got plus four.
You have plus four.
It's going to be great.
How about you should go first.
All right. This is turning out so good.
I didn't like that.
1, 3.
Oh, I was like, is that how you're going to show me four? All right, so Ignolin.
4.
And Hashan. And then you're next with
13.
Is anybody above 13?
Wow.
Zephyr. All right, so 10 to 13.
10 to 13.
Well, you said 13.
I was just holding my hand up. So
I knew that. I said, is there anybody above 13? They said no, so I knew it couldn't be between 10 and 15. Yeah.
11.
All right.
Must be nice.
What'd you get?
Leap.
I'm holding on to a card.
The greatest roll.
It's so natural that I would roll the lowest.
The most perfect roll.
No, you didn't roll lowest.
5 to 10. I rolled an, or Slate rolled an 8.
Sorry. Nothing? 7.
7.
5. That's with my plus initiative, by the way. I rolled a 1.
I rolled 1.
Like, I rolled a 1, y'all.
Just
thought I'd let y'all know.
You wanna see? You gritted. You wanna see?
What?
And then...
Not 1, but 2.
Is that everyone?
Doubling up on those.
Oh.
Are we?
What did you front roll?
I didn't roll front.
Good. Loser.
Gosh. We need him.
No, we don't. Need him to leave.
I do need to.
Do we have an owlbear of this encounter?
No.
Okay.
He left.
I just want to see my position. It's okay.
I just want to see my token on the map.
What's it called? Theater of the Mind? Theatrics of the Mind?
Yeah.
Theater of
the Mind. So this is going to be the order.
Imagery.
I've got to keep this off.
See, the only theater I've ever gone to is like, I got... Like,
campsite people are first.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Great.
They don't see us.
Hey!
That hurt.
Ignolin. Ashan. Zephyr. Lita. Grafton. Slate. Rianne. And then Ren.
Where's Scrunt?
Scrunt is not fighting.
Classic.
Why is Grafton fighting?
Well, that's because I don't want to be rolling three people. So.
Also, Scrunt's a coward.
Scrunt is
hiding in the bush.
Scrunt is actually not a coward, but he does not fight on land.
Yeah, he's a coward on land.
All right.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It was Zephyr, Lita, Grafton, Slate, Ren, or Rianne.
Zephyr, Lita, Grafton, Slate, Rianne, Ren. Cool. All right. So, let's roll. All right. So,
come on, let's roll.
I'm too excited.
Hey.
That liar.
Look at the map.
Look at the map. This is a map. A map it is. There's a lot of campers.
Just have like that vibe too, doesn't it?
Man, they're identical.
There's the camp of Bacala.
They look the same. My gosh, how many campers are there?
Listen, I wasn't about to make different ones like I have done in the past. I didn't have the time for that.
Every one of your other ones are always different.
They all have blue lightsabers.
But I also didn't know how many I was going to need because I literally rolled a minute ago to see how many people you were going to face.
Oh, cool.
So...
I hope it's not a lot.
That's
a lot, man. 1, that's 2, 4, 6, 7.
They got a little mushroom.
8. Thing. 8 of them. 9 of them.
We're going to fight a bunch of Aladdins.
What'd he roll a d20? Oh my gosh.
I actually should have used a different. I should have used a different.
Holy crap, how many is that?
That's what we're facing.
That's a lot of people.
2, 4,
And I'll explain why I should have used a different one in a minute.
Literally,
actually,
handheld emulator.
I'm going to delete these.
Oh, okay. Zach, that's just a taste. That's just a taste. Now the real question is, which one of them shot me? They're all like, I'm the real bandit. No, I'm the real bandit.
I'm Pappy.
I'm the Pappy.
You got an HDMI out?
I'm the Pappy.
Really?
I'm the Pappy, sir. All right,
it works really good. Bluetooth.
No, I'm the Pappy.
That one does.
So,
but either way.
Do they have one that has the Bluetooth in it?
So there's 11 or there's not 11? Or there's 9?
There's 11 of them.
Oh, goodness.
11
of them?
No. I rolled to see how many you were going to.
Oh, no.
Well, that means they might be weak, y'all.
Oh, wait. Do you go first? Do you go first? Okay.
They go first, and I go first.
They go first, and you go second.
So.
Are they all grouped together? I guess that will be the decision on whether.
You're next to me, so.
Get away from a group. Don't go into a big group.
Okay.
Shh.
He's fine.
Use your brain control.
Huh?
To talk to us.
These tokens.
You may have mind control, but I have brain control. Check out this little mouse Jesus I made the other day.
Are these the newest tokens or are they the older tokens? These are the only ones I have.
Let's just go with it. It's fine.
Okay.
These are the ones that I have downloaded on here.
Also, have you seen?
Whoa! Had that one camper.
I don't have access to
this one. I'll put. You have Reang.
Analog Pocket, have you seen that?
I don't.
It plays actual Game
Boy. But
every Game Boy Color, Game Boy, Game Boy.
The right stuff.
Does it play DS at all?
No, it doesn't play DS.
Is that what you're doing?
It's not emulator.
What?
The right stuff, is that what you're doing?
I have no idea.
No,
it's like an actual hand.
You're doing.
It puts the cartridges in.
Really?
Yeah, it's super cool. And it does take
Bluetooth. Nope, that's salt and pepper.
Yep.
You know,
he's fighting with himself. He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Oh, that's cool.
She's all alone. Yeah. All alone.
Comes with
in a time of need.
Go with it. That it'll dock it, and then that has the HDMI that goes to the TV, and then you like can put like a switch controller to it.
Why are there so many? He's going the distance.
I've got a switch controller for Bluetooth. I mean, it's not technically a switch, but it's a. I've seen them. Those are super cool.
It was no,
8
nice.
Bits, 8 bit dough, or 8 bit dough, or whatever the brand
American
is.
Tendo.
Hey, what?
That's
you just shut up.
Freaking racing, dude. And pacing, and plotting the course. He's fighting and striving, and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
What?
What? He's going for speed. And we would like to thank Skillshare for sponsoring this podcast.
All right, so.
Learn how to do cool skills.
Learn how to do cool skills, man.
I normally try to have y'all's. Whoever y'all are going to face up there, but I didn't. I literally did not know how many people y'all are going to face because I just rolled.
That's so, fine.
It took me, I was going to, I was like, I'm going to have to put them up there while I'm in the game, but it's all right. All right. Here we are.
We're so crazy.
Here we are. Did you just turn that?
Full sin.
Into
yep.
A worship song?
Oh, God. It kind of did sound like one. I was thinking like Disney, but either way.
We can go Christian. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Ding in the bush.
Okay.
I thought that was a tree stump for real.
They're gonna.
It does look like a tree stump.
They're gonna do their
like a mushroom.
Demise.
That's what I thought.
Smurf. We're about to smurf them up.
Okay.
Oh, they're about to smurf us up.
Smurf y'all. All right.
Hey, is that the poacher guy?
So there's 11 of them that I get to roll that for. So. Have fun. That's one reason why I didn't want to have any
cover?
Extra people.
Do we have bushes?
You can have like partial cover.
Yeah.
Plus 2 AC.
Cool.
What'd you say?
Because it's plus 2 to AC.
Partial cover.
Yes.
That's
helpful.
Well, crap,
except
dude.
For Rianne. Rianne's like right in the middle.
Was that
so essentially what happens is the way this is going to look is the surprise round with the arrow.
Yeah.
But then y'all just, it's just going to be like
yeah.
After that because they
bah!
Yes.
a barrage of bolts.
Their arrows blot out the sky.
Yeah. All right.
We shall fight the shit.
So,
that's the next line.
Yeah. He's lying.
Does a 21 hit you, Zephyr?
It do.
Okay.
No. Actually, no. Yes, it does. It still hits.
Can they? Just hits. Can all the? If we all get hit by an arrow, can they all land in the same shoulder?
No.
Please.
No. All right.
Dang it.
Huh? I'm sorry.
I'll go home now.
Please hit us in the same
D&D.
Shoulder.
This is D&D. We have to be realistic.
I'll go home now.
All right. Let me roll.
I just want to be brothers.
All right. Let's see. You're going to take a whole 2 piercing damage.
What?
Ow. That really... I'm at a Brooks getting not no, but ouch though.
I said piercing, not penetration.
Oh, I accidentally healed myself instead of.
All right.
I gained points from that.
Do it again.
PG rating up.
I am guessing that an eight does not hit Ren.
Oh no.
So
what's Ren's AC?
Nate can't hit.
So
Nate can't?
Yeah.
So as the arrow flies past you.
You
already
got hit.
Oh my gosh. Another one.
So you had one shoulder, just boom, he gets hit, and then one flies like by your ear, you can hear it.
That's creepy.
Man, that almost hit me.
They're shooting at us!
Twelve does not hit. So one flies by you as well.
I didn't hear it.
You can't hear it. Actually, you can hear it. Is he shooting on your head?
No, she was in front of me.
Sean, be careful.
Where
it just
is she
flew
right
past
now?
You.
She was flying in front of me, so she would be in the middle of the air doubling back to come back to me, but like she's not on me.
Okay.
On my turn, she will be on
you,
me.
What's weird is you actually saw yourself almost get shot.
Yeah.
Dude, like a video game.
You don't hear it, you just see it.
Like a video game, third person.
Yeah.
23 hits.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. 23 hits, cool.
In the shoulder.
So for you.
Other shoulder.
So she's in front of you.
A whole 3.
But he never goes down.
Yeah.
No matter how many shots.
What is.
There she is.
Cute.
It's not true.
Is there no Latin?
Brienne does a 14 hit.
Which one?
I guess that's Grafton.
That's Grafton.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh. I was confused. I was like, why is there an enemy in the rest of us?
Right.
I just accepted.
14?
No.
Okay. So one flies by you as well.
It bounces off. What are you talking about?
It doesn't actually hit you. And, oh, Lord.
Oh, yay.
I know a 7 doesn't hit.
Nope.
And a 14 does not hit Slate either. So,
man,
that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We should do another one of those. Give them money. Stop fighting. We have money. Works every time.
Stop fighting. We have Slate.
A 12 doesn't hit anybody.
Nah.
Nay.
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 But a 23. Would hit you because I'm going this and like this. You can
do it.
You can this time.
Sweet. So
but
what's...
he was about to take it if you hadn't told him. That's how we don't play D&D.
I thought you were casting like a spell, so I was like, well, okay, let's see what this spell does. What's the damage on it? Because I gotta.
What's the damage, sir?
Fight the damage. Let's see if I catch the arrow.
Dog. It would have been another 9.
Another 9.
Time out the rest.
Yeah. So I will automatically catch that, and then I can
throw a set.
I can return it
to sender. Return to sender. address? Nobody.
Okay. Make a ranged attack with a monk weapon. Okay, so let's do my ranged attacks.
That's how Slate feels about.
Please be good.
My God.
Wow. It's one of those nights, man.
We're rolling like garbage.
Is he singing this right now?
Yeah. We had a quarrel. Does it 12? Does it 12 hit? Let's just see if
it's so right now in the middle of battle.
It's definitely better roll.
Slightly better.
Sorry, but my ladder keeps coming back.
What's the
difference?
Does a 12 hit anybody?
Does a 12 hit? Just.
Wow, okay, cool. Sweet.
There's a lot of them, but they're not real. Sturdy.
Sweet. So is it just a dart damage?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. One of these. Oh, two.
And you rolled a d4. Oh, I thought
how
yeah.
much
yeah,
damage did I tell
you? You take 6 damage.
You took me. All right.
You took me.
Get my
take
calculator.
Me away.
Calculator. Because that's so I know. How much to do?
A secret place.
Mmm.
A sweet escape.
Right. So, one is that you? What do you do? Like grab it and throw it back?
Yes, I catch it midair. You can have this back. Stop.
And then, so I think it needs to be faster. You can have this back.
That's why it was only 6 damage.
Yeah.
All right.
Stop shooting me!
Paper airplane.
The 11 does not hit. And a 10 does not hit.
Jeez. You're rolling like Ren.
Okay.
It's rough, man. I tell you.
Alright. It is now Ignolin's turn.
Okay. So as a bonus action. Ignolin is going to
kill everyone.
He's loading a bolt and he just like swipes it, gets his blood on it, lightnings up his crossbow, his hand crossbow.
Yeah.
What?
Return fire. Whoa.
And do I know which one initially hit Ren? Was I able to tell which one initially hit Ren?
Can you tell? It'd be hard to tell which one.
Since it was the surprise.
You can surmise that it might be one of the ones that were closer.
Okay, so I'm just gonna take aim at the one that I think hit Ren.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go ahead and fire that lightning up bolt. Alright, so I get 2. So 21 hit.
Most definitely.
It'd be cool
and
if
and then does a
29
hit.
Their
actually, let's do this. Let's do it this way instead of me rolling all the first attack, 21 hits. Right? Before I roll my second attack. Okay, so let me go ahead.
Si, senor.
Okay, let's see. So that is 12 damage.
Okay.
Ow.
So, okay, I got you. No mind. I got you. No mind. I was in a different.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, no music.
All right, so 12 damage on the first is
music?
The. And. You go. And he's out.
Okay, that's why I did this because my second roll, I'm going to go ahead and just point in another one.
Okay.
And that was a 29.
Next. Okay.
And that is going to be a 12.
Okay.
Again.
So,
you shot my brother.
Two, but he just comes out, bow, bow, and two of them just boom, boom, and they're out.
You shot my brother. I will crush you.
And then as I'm finishing up my turn, I'm just going to call out and be like, Ren, this disqualifies, right? Like, I just kind of killed two of them. They shot first. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Yeah, it's in the rule book. They attack, we're defending, so.
All right, cool.
This still hurts really bad, by the way.
Okay. So is that the end of your round?
that's the end of my turn, and I didn't move anywhere. So, I shot from where I was at.
P.S. Six shot. That was so tight.
Okay.
Did you have your cowboy hat on when you did that, too?
And we heard music.
Okay. I gotta actually put music over this. That would be awesome.
Yeah. My turn. Slate casts a spell and causes that music to play as you step up. All right, yes, your turn.
Asham goes, Ren, so we're taking these guys out? Guys, we're taking these guys out? Does a thumbs up all around? Thumbs up all around?
Yeah.
All right,
they
cool.
Attack guys.
All pull hard. Scroll out, swipes it, scroll a fireball.
All right.
Holy crap.
You really just use the scroll of fire. Jeez.
Scroll of fireball. All
right.
There's still right nine of them.
Right in the middle of them.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Dex save.
Yeah, they got like an
from
innocent little person.
Oh my god.
There's like there's like an innocent little child in the tent or something. We just like
the last Daniel, time that I will ever have this many people to fight y'all.
Do we all need to roll at one time for these individuals?
No, we're far enough away.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about.
Good gosh.
This help Caleb.
That's a beautiful sound right there, ladies and gents.
Beautiful sound right there.
This is the first fireball of the campaign.
Yeah, I know.
And this number will determine how many Kelvin
saves for all of them.
The fire is, yes.
Saves for all of them, yep.
Okay.
The DC is 15.
Okay, well, the first one is a 17.
Save for all of them.
They take half damage still.
So I'm going to count. One takes half damage.
There's no way they don't all die.
Ashan goes, quick, put your sunglasses on.
Yeah.
All of these fail. So I rolled three. So that's three fails.
Question for you.
I'm keeping track of your successes.
Do they all have less than 12 hit points?
They do.
They all have less than 12 hit points?
Yes.
They can't win.
Okay.
I rolled so much damage that even taking half would
kill. So you just kill all of the one in the middle.
20-foot radius.
Okay. So did you land it in the fire?
I landed it in the middle of the people.
Okay.
I should get all of them. Or at least close.
Between those two that are close to each other.
Yeah.
Shot through the shoulder and your two blades. You give love.
Until you get confirmation.
So,
if you roll high enough,
it's going to take these out. But the one standing by the tent will
have no eyebrows.
Essentially.
He goes, wow. My team's been. They're dust. Yeah. They're dust now.
Okay.
Singed her eyebrows.
Does he surrender yet?
All right.
Yep. And I say, all right, whoever's left, surrender, please.
Please. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
This hurts me more than it hurts you, I promise.
Can I set the cart down now?
You should have set it down a long time ago.
Been standing it's on not this my all turn whole yet.
He's just been curling it this whole time.
Like, actually put it down when y'all rushed into the like bushes and stuff. I don't know why I thought you were still carrying it.
Well, I was holding on to it, and then they rushed.
That's why they can see us all, because this guy's just standing out there with the cart over his head.
All right.
Just curling it.
One arm.
Is that the end of your turn?
Blah, blah, blah. I think so. I can still cast a spell, I guess, technically.
Yeah, does the man surrender or nay?
Yeah, do we have a surrender or nay?
They're still standing there. They haven't said anything.
Okay.
They're just in shock. Oh.
I'm just gonna drop a healing light on myself. Heal myself up a little bit.
Okay.
What's it gonna be? Because I guess it's technically my turn.
Yeah. That's the end of my turn.
They're just looking at each other. They don't know what to say. They're just kind of like,
you attacked us.
You did this to yourself.
Can you hear where I'm going? Grafton?
Are you serious?
You freaking kidding me?
He's like, what?
You guys just killed all my kids. Those are my children.
What?
Why did you say? Are you kidding me?
What?
All right, I'm just gonna grab Grafton and take him into the circle.
We're still technically in initiative.
I'm just gonna do that.
I think it's his turn though.
Is it your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that's your turn. You're just gonna just take him.
And
in
I'm
there.
Just gonna like. I'm gonna hold. Where is my cursor at? This is confusing as crap.
It's over there.
I'm just gonna hold a word radius have to be touch. The utter word. Yep, I'm just gonna hold a word of radiance.
Okay.
For
a little light.
What? Later. It's your turn.
Yes.
Well, you looked at me like, oh, why did he say my name?
What do I do on my turn?
Do you surrender?
Are y'all just gonna keep asking the same question?
Yeah.
We have.
Do you surrender? Do you surrender?
We do.
Do you surrender?
Do you surrender?
Answer the question.
They're like, they'll drop their weapon.
Can she?
Yeah, surrender.
Can she grab Grafton by the arm and pull him forward so you can see him?
No, did that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Because I didn't see him move.
I didn't move them.
Yeah.
He just said he did that.
He just did that.
Okay.
I mean, maybe, do I have to make a contested strength check or anything, or is he just weak enough?
I don't think that you need
to. Well, I stabbed my hand at work today, y'all.
Good job.
Yeah, it hurt.
The Sean fireballs, everybody.
All right.
I asked the question.
It was pretty dope.
I got permission.
Y'all don't come out. Y'all don't come on to people very... Like, y'all come on a little strong. Y'all realize that, right?
Yeah.
Like, y'all just sneak up behind people and shove knives in their side. And
I came up. I was surrendered.
What they're doing, and when they're minding their own businesses in the middle of a cave, like...
Lita's actually going to go walk up to... I'm very distracted right now. The log, and actually sit down right in front of the fire.
The burnt, charred log with the just remains of
wipes the dust off.
Just wipes it
dusts
off.
Dusts it off.
It was burnt because he just destroyed it. There's some rocks.
And has the audacity to go, this smells kind of funky over here.
And then she just scooches over here.
Did y'all burn something?
Overcooked.
She has the audacity. All
right, so you're just going to go sit down?
I'm just going to sit down.
All right. That log is probably going to give way because it's so burnt, but...
Well, she moves over to the rock first, and then she goes sit down.
Okay. Let's say... She's rather large.
She just sits. Yes. So she just sits down.
Okay.
That's it.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. It's Grafton's turn. He's uncomfortable.
I'm sure.
And he looks at you and he goes, these are who I bought the map from.
Oh, okay.
What did he say?
He's telling you that.
I mean, it's not my turn anymore.
You can have a free.
Oh, okay. Well,
I always give
free. We should be good then.
It's Slate's turn, but what would Slate do?
Merch.
Do what?
What would Slate do? Merch.
I merch. Yeah. WWSD. He will. You know.
I think the W would be who.
Not ringing anymore. Let's see.
Poor Ringing.
You know. He's just gonna walk right by them into the tent and check out and see what they have.
He's gonna go loot them.
I mean, they dropped their weapons and they're standing there. Y'all have weapons.
Y'all got cool stuff.
So he's just like, she's sitting down. He's like, I'm just gonna walk into the tent and see what
y'all got. Cool stuff. Y'all got games.
You got games on your phone.
You got games on your phone.
You got Minecraft.
All right. So he's gonna go in there and shop around a little bit and see what's going on. Okay. Riang.
Riang comes in charging, expecting to fight. Gets right up to him and then realizes, oh, we're not fighting.
Leave us.
And he kind of just looks around like, what the heck?
Bunch of dead bodies around.
Yeah,
charred dead bodies.
Now there's a bunch of dead bodies. Everything's burnt. Lita's sitting on a rock. Slate's nowhere to be seen from your angle at the moment. So, yeah, this is fun. Is that the end of your round?
Yeah.
All right, Red.
Yeah, cool. I guess I'll put your hands behind your back, and then I'm going to tie up one of the guys. I'm just gonna restrain. I'm just gonna restrain one of the dudes.
Because we didn't grapple him first.
Just gonna restrain.
That fireball scroll was going off whether you were in there or not.
So you're gonna like make them put their hands behind their back?
All right. I'll pick up their weapons and throw them in the fire. Take the little campfire in the middle.
Okay.
I take their weapons and I throw them in the fire.
Okay. All right. Are they tied or not? No. Yeah, you decided to
I'll leave them untied. I mean, they just got obliterated to dust. So.
Yeah. So they're just like. Where'd you get all these friends, Grafton?
You don't need another one.
No. We're asking questions.
You seem very chill for a man who just lost all of his people.
You think this is all of them?
Lost all of the people here.
Oh, yeah. You should clarify.
Yeah.
You should clarify.
Yeah, sorry.
Our DM said that he was never going to roll that many people again, so yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that's all your people.
You might not, that was England. Y'all might not meet these people again, but yeah. Doesn't mean that that's all of your people.
Yeah. It's a lot of men. Be so chipper.
That we'll have higher.
Yeah.
Are we still in initiative at this point?
We can drop it.
Sweet. Ren goes into the tent.
I just wanted to get through at least one round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. We did a round. Yay.
No, we were done in less than a round.
Yeah.
We just got a Sean.
Three.
We got three in.
You three in.
Nice.
We're doing this.
Fireball.
Biggest spell that I can possibly do.
Fireball.
Fireball. All
right.
Second biggest. I have another one.
Whoa. Trump card. All
right.
Why'd you attack us?
We didn't know who you were.
You just attack people just because you don't know who they are?
Don't do that.
People coming up on our camp in the middle of the almost nighttime.
It's not almost nighttime. It's dinner time, if anything. So are we going to fight or not?
No.
No.
I want an apology.
So no fight.
I didn't hit you. I didn't hit anyone, actually.
I did
yes,
get hit.
Yes, fighting?
Huh?
No fighting.
Oh.
You called out.
You asked first. I appreciate
that.
Yes,
I did.
You called out to this one here. And Ignolin walks up and motions to Grafton.
Beyond Holbrey.
He's inside the tent.
Beyond Holbrey.
That's a good job, Brett. And in our defense, we intentionally announced our arrival.
And then you shot at
us. Let me roll
right, Riane? We totally did that on purpose.
Totally did that on purpose.
I was
a deception check, Daniel. Yeah.
I mean, I was walking up
I'll
the camp.
I'll roll a deception check if I need to.
I was walking up the camp going, hey,
I said, we totally intended to announce our arrival to you.
Oh, yeah, well.
I mean, I did announce our arrival.
I think it matters what you say at this point. I mean, the party's dead.
Yeah.
There's two people left.
So, can we return to my question?
Oh, I didn't. Sorry.
No.
Did we talk over
no,
you?
No, it's fine. What'd you say?
I didn't realize we talked over you. That's my bad.
You got so weird. I didn't realize we talked over you. Why are you so excited about it?
He was so excited he got to apologize to you.
I ain't apologize.
Oh, my question was, I walked up.
It's a group full of bullies, man.
I walked up and I said, "You called out to this one here," and he motions to Grafton. He's like, "How do you know him?"
Oh, sorry, I was rolling something as you said.
Okay.
And I just remember what I was rolling.
You're good. You're fine. I was just like, can we return to that?
Okay. I'll answer you, and then I'll tell you what I rolled.
Okay.
They're both like, you answer. Fine. We sold him a map of treasure here.
Was it a real map?
God. Shifty eyes.
You sold him a map that leads right back to your camp.
Well, we might be looking for it too.
Why would you sell a map to a treasure you're trying to find?
So Slate is inside the tent, and he goes,
Randy's team.
Hey guys, I think this is a permanent tent here, permanent setup. And look, they've got like these poles are pretty deep in the ground. Also, I think these are bandits.
Oh.
So you conned Grafton.
I mean, some call it conning, I guess.
Why do you put poles in the ground?
He just looks good. And he goes back. Leaving.
Answer his question.
And some people.
Answer the question. Answer the
question. Put my tent up. What do you think?
That's a good answer.
And others might call this an honest day's work.
Honest?
Well, you lied about the treasure map. That's
and
not honest.
Grafton, like, visibly looks defeated because he thought he was going to get. You can. There's something behind it, but he's like, you know, he thought this was real, and there's a complete like.
Yeah.
Hey, what's in there, Slate?
I mean, I guess technically this map was not lying. Because this looks like, well, let's just come in here and look.
I'll go look.
I'll kill the other two.
Come on. Come on.
Slate grabs the guy right there and brings him in with him.
Slate does?
I said Slate. Ren.
I said Slate.
I meant Ren.
God, we're so mean to each other.
So this is, this is full of stuff where they have pulled this kind of heist many times before. Money, whatever they can get off of people.
Anything of value?
A lot of things.
Let's take it all.
I yell at Zephyr, kill him and take it? Question mark?
No, we'll just take it.
You know what? I think, guys, we should kill them. I think we should kill them.
Robin Hood.
Hey, we could just like do something a little bit more entertaining, like strip them down and let them loose in the forest.
I'm off for that.
Yeah, like, yeah. No. Tie their hands behind their back, strip them butt naked, and run through the woods.
Part of our code is we don't strike first, so.
We didn't.
Right, but we're technically not in a fight right now, yeah, so sure. Pick up your weapon.
Yeah.
Wait.
I threw it in the fire.
Ren grabs the guy. Why are the poles so deep?
Because it's permanent. He's like, it's permanent. I'm really perplexed by this pole in the ground. let me ask a question. I just want to ask him a question. What were your intentions with our friend? Just like a date. Were you planning to kill him? And they don't say. They just stand there and they're like, "Well, what? I mean, we no."
Can I?
Yeah. I'm going to roll.
The bandits doth protect.
Ashan hears this and pumps his staff on the ground, and it just.
Just don't say pump your staff.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Where's the dong gong?
Why is your pole in the ground?
Well, my insight check was very low, so I'm not even gonna try. Trying to intimidate, yeah.
Okay. So, but not the stuff, right? Just the, just the cloth?
Just the staff.
Oh, it just the staff is on fire. I thought she had the
hit it, and it catches on fire. Like, it activates its thing and, like, catches on fire.
Staff.
What'd you roll?
It's a dirty 20.
All right. I was rolling 2.
And I hold it up to the moon's temple.
I barely made it. But they are not completely lying. They will do whatever's necessary. So, them being so many of them, had he tried to resist, they very well could have killed him.
Like they were just going to steal his stuff, essentially?
I mean, possibly, yeah, possibly. Probably. However, if for them to have done this many times, there couldn't have been too many survivors or the people would know about it.
So, you've got a choice. You can fight, or you can run.
Why don't we just take them with us into town?
We're not going to town.
We're not going into town.
Never mind.
We're going to the Orion Ocean.
We could drop them.
Both of their faces just go white when y'all say the Orion Ocean.
We could just drop them.
Yeah, drop them in the Orion Ocean.
Does anyone notice them go white?
Roll.
You're outside.
A perception.
I mean, we could let them pick. Like, we could kill them here, drop them in the Orion Ocean, or they let, like, just tie their hands up and, like, you know, take their clothes.
I can snipe them from, like, 300 feet.
Like, just let them run, yeah. I mean, just like you guys pick your sentence.
Yep.
I rolled an 18.
Or we could bury them like up to their neck.
So England just interjects and he says, "Why does the Orion Ocean scare you?"
The Orion Ocean, does it not scare you?
But sure. you had a visible response. Like you got freaked out when we said it. What do you know?
Only crazy people.
We're absolutely insane.
Back here, what's going on?
Ah, okay.
I was taking care of the Flyson.
No, my gosh.
Don't worry, he's in good hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me put it this way. Our friend back there serves on a ship. They don't seem to be afraid of going to the Orion Ocean, but you fear some bandits all of a sudden. Go white as a ghost when we mention it.
Like I said, only the crazy go to the Orion Ocean.
Told you he was crazy.
Crazy boys.
He's got a point.
He is crazy. There are people who traverse the Orion Ocean as if it were any normal ocean. It's not at all.
What do you mean? It's not.
I would say this. Anyone who lives their life on the Orion Ocean or near it, I probably would fear them as much as I would fear the ocean itself.
Yeah.
It may not seem like much, but they are hardy people and
they're evil.
Have seen a lot of things.
Sounds like my kind of people.
So why are we going to the ocean again?
Because of LaShawn.
LaShawn just points to his head.
He had to touch stuff in a cave.
Usually.
I thought I did the dumb things.
No, I did the dumb
Not this one.
This was me. It was an accidental dumb thing.
You were making out with Slate when this happened.
Yeah.
It's true.
We all have done dumb things. Don't bring up my past.
Cool, yeah. So anyways, how do you guys, you want to die or you want to be buried up your necks in this dirt right here? Or like run through the woods with nothing?
We'll count to five.
Run. We'll run.
Five.
Ah!
4.
Why did it roll like Kermit the Frog?
That's all I
was thinking. We're like one of those inflatable men.
20 and 23.
That's what you rolled?
They're AC, yeah.
You hit both of them.
Okay, cool. Seven plus two. 9 plus 5.
14.
That would, on both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're both out.
they literally start running.
Ah, you got them!
I go, all right.
Well, that was cool. I'm gonna go check on my Flyson now.
Oh, no need.
I will.
He's all good. I took care of him.
I will kill you.
I took care of him.
I'll mess you up.
Okay,
so Ren.
I took care of him.
Sorry. Ren, we should probably check for materials in here to maybe fix up the cart.
I mean, Slate's the one with the infinite bag. So honestly, just bring everything.
Honestly, this is what I think we should do. They conned Grafton, so Grafton gets all of it.
Sure.
I agree with that.
Minus potential cart.
Yeah, but minus like cart.
Everything right, of value. Yeah, everything
Grafton,
of value.
Is that fine with you? We take anything that we can use to repair the cart?
Absolutely.
We could probably use these really deep poles, honestly.
It's actually probably.
It's a lot of wood.
Fair. I mean, the fabric here, we can fix the
tent. Ren, you want to see how far the poles go?
Yeah, can I see?
Do it.
We know it. We know you do.
Before I pull them out.
God.
One at a time. Other than self-defense, why did we just kill these guys?
Oh, because they killed a whole lot of people.
They're murderers.
They're murderers, and they shot Ren.
And I think they were going to try to kill him.
It looked like they were running away. Though.
There was going
to
be a continued threat.
To run, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I gave them the option. They were going to die either way.
I'm just saying maybe they should have stood some kind of trial.
They conned Grafton into coming out here by himself. They were going to kill him.
They've killed multiple people, probably.
They did stand trial.
So I'm going to
Slate the Great and his fearsome eight. And they were found guilty.
Okay.
I'm a lawyer. The law was upheld.
That's true.
The law was upheld here.
Right.
The law was upheld.
So does anybody want to watch me pull these out?
No. Slate just falls off.
Yeah. I guess.
Let's fix this cart.
Let's try
Don't
and fix
worry,
this
guys,
cart.
It's pull out games week.
Yeah. Right. Obviously. Obviously.
Should have tried that earlier.
Sweet.
Are we going to keep this tent? We're going to try to. I assume
I'm
going to
use it for materials.
I was about to say, I think we're going to use the tent fabric to like.
To fix the cart.
The canvas. Fire, the canvas part. Yeah,
sweet.
The wrap.
Yeah.
All right.
So Rian, cool montage fixing the cart.
All right.
Hey, DM, for honesty's sake, while she's still sitting there, she's going to take her quarterstaff that she always has on her back. And is gonna check it to see if there's any damage from when Ignolin hit her really hard in the back.
You.
Any cracks? Does it look good?
Maybe a little, but it doesn't. But not really. I mean, it's meant to be hit.
So it doesn't look bad or anything.
And it was braced by your back.
Truth.
So.
Well, she's good, and she just puts it back. Fixing the cart.
All right.
With 80s music.
Okay.
Crack-a-lackin'.
All right.
Crackers.
So.
Montage.
He'll have to figure out how to get his own.
So while we're picking stuff up, I'm gonna cast Zone of Truth.
Okay. On
everyone.
Oh, I mean, I figured I didn't know if you were trying to stay near Grafton or.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be near him. Okay. Yeah.
Can we feel this happen?
I think
everybody feels it.
I guess are me and you working on the cart though?
Well, I have like I have one line I want to say to be funny, like haha. Yeah. So like, what's the I can't pronounce it, Scruff?
Scrunt.
Scrunt. I always want to say Scruff. So Scrunt. Every time Scrunt poked me with the dagger, it actually hurts, and I just pretend it doesn't. Why'd I say that?
When are you going to say the funny line?
Did he just willingly just fail?
No, he didn't just willingly admit it to being.
Why'd I say that? Why did I say that? Somebody must have cast Zone of Truth.
50-foot radius from me. All
right.
Somebody must have cast Zone of Truth.
No, on a point of my choice. So I want the point of my choice to be on Grafton.
Grafton.
Are we back outside at this point? Back outside the tent?
Mm-hmm. We're all in a perfect circle.
Yeah, that's right.
We're all in a perfect circle.
Yeah, we're stripping it for parts.
Cool.
And
we're in a perfect circle.
Perfect circle.
I think we're trying to fix the tent.
Is that a band? Yeah. Is that a reference to the band? Yeah. Okay. Because I love a perfect
circle. So everybody's got a roll.
Okay.
A what?
Charisma save.
Charisma.
Yeah, my charisma's pretty bad, so.
Sounds actually really good.
Hey, I rolled a 19.
Oh, right.
13.
Who's all around you?
Grafton's right beside me. Lita is within.
Is everybody
yeah.
within?
Pretty much
failed,
everybody,
so.
But the one.
Statement I said was accurate.
Except for Scrant, actually.
Yeah.
Because he was off.
13. What's the save?
Oh, he wasn't around?
Okay, I failed.
Yes. Because I failed anyway.
I
mean, he didn't hear that statement.
He can hear you.
He heard that?
He's heard all stuff, but he's not.
Hey,
he's
I'm
not
well within.
Within
your zone thingy, Zephyr.
I don't think anybody would, like, know exactly what's happening, would they? They just know that something's happening?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Something big.
Kill. Everybody kill.
Everybody kill.
There's Scrant. I'll put him out there just so you know he's out there somewhere.
No, it's a flashback to the thunder just coming out of nowhere that Akiya is doing, so all of a sudden it's just like, who's the furthest from us? Slit their throat.
Wait, what
wow.
Tell me
that's
again,
what's growing.
What
like.
Kind of save we're doing?
Charisma.
Charisma. I heard you say it, and then I've been doing everything.
Did you say what's our safe word?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's how you access the basement of Sex Club.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to know.
Yep. I love it. The safe canon reading is greatest.
Canon. That is not canon.
What is the
15?
15. Okay. So Slate.
I got a 10.
Passes and Grafton fails.
Grafton, you know what the seven deadly sins are?
I've heard of them. They're like sins that you do, and they're supposed to be the worst ones.
Are you one of them?
Am I a sin?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense. I mean, I've done some of those sins.
So you don't know any people called the seven deadly sins?
Oh. That's a weird name, but no.
Okay. I look at Ren.
My shoulder still hurts. Why am I saying things?
Okay.
I don't know why he's saying it either. It doesn't compel you to just blurt it out.
I just feel a certain way.
I just feel like I've really got
to be
honest.
I was really embarrassed earlier when I fell in the mud.
Rian passed, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of laughing. Did you get what you needed?
Yeah, you're not the sin of greed.
No.
He's telling the truth.
Sweet, are you evil?
Aren't we all a little evil?
Ooh, he is speaking truth.
You said earlier that you had a debt. What's up with that? What's going on with your debt?
I am a father, and...
Ren cries.
A husband. though I am not greed, the person sin, I do have my own problems and have lost quite a bit of money, and we were removed from our home, and I was looking to try and buy a new home for my family. And so I saw these people, and they told me that they had heard about my need, and that they had found this treasure map that they had heard was had a lot of treasure. And so I could possibly find what I needed there. And so I left off to come, but I couldn't leave my family behind because we didn't have anywhere to stay. And so they're hiding in the cave, my wife and my daughter.
Does Rian hear all this?
I mean, everybody should hear. They're all right there.
Why don't we just give him the home?
Whoa.
Grafton, whatever.
We're giving him a lot of money.
Found in the tent, cover a new house.
It would be more than enough.
Sweet. What about the tent? Can we give them the tent too?
Can
they put it back? It's
they're,
like gone. It's like dead.
The tent, but
that's gonna be.
That's
our cart is covered. Oh,
It's like a covered wagon.
Canvas, a covered wagon.
And that burned in the bolt.
So. Yeah. So we have to have something to fix that.
It, no,
so
guys,
we're keeping
it's
the house.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good
call. But this is plenty. This is this will be plenty.
The house is not for you.
Okay.
The money is. This house. Right. You can have a house, but not this house.
Okay.
You can have all of the loot.
So it'd be this house.
That's plenty of
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know the one.
Tell your family we're sorry if we scared them.
I will tell them that. And thank you guys so much. Nikki will be so excited.
Can we meet them?
You say Nikki?
Can we meet them? See if they're okay?
Sure. Sure. If you want to. And so he'll take you all back, or y'all all head back to the tent, and you can meet his wife and his little daughter, who looks a lot like him, with dark hair.
Ren gets a twinged feeling.
Ren was like crying, so he's just gonna try to focus on fixing that wagon.
Yeah.
He has a soft spot for a child unless she's 12 years old, and then he wants to fight
her. Yeah, specifically a 12-year-old.
Yeah. She's an adolescent. Yeah. She will die.
Which is probably around the age I think his daughter would be now.
But yeah.
If she's with a parent,
yeah.
Then he's got a soft spot.
Yeah, if it's a family setting. If it's some random 12-year-old that's entered into, like, a battle by herself, yeah, something's up, dude. She's like a secret agent. She's got to be an assassin or something.
It was like laser tag.
Yeah. Well, did you see the skills she had against Ren Tanaki of Kushiro? She's an assassin for sure.
He kind
of
sucked that whole round.
Or she was really good.
I need to watch this one.
What she had against Ren Tanaki? He didn't do anything. Yeah. He got shot and
she's not,
in the first
dude.
Round
she's,
and stayed there.
Dude, she's Illuminati, man. So like,
I can tell you as the DM, she was not.
He's just lying. He's not. He passed his
We're still
circle
in the
of truth.
Truth. The song compels you.
Okay. One all right. So you'll meet.
Yeah. We're fixing
his wife,
up the cart.
Nikki and their daughter, and spend some time with them. After some time, the cart gets fixed enough to at least maybe to fly, but definitely enough to roll, to drive to the Orient Ocean to get on the way.
I think we should probably make our way, like, pretty quickly. Get going.
Yep. Nice meeting you. Happy life.
Nikki thanks y'all. Grafton thanks y'all. Their daughter. Well, she's young, but she's there.
Grafton.
And she's sweet.
Before we go, don't waste it.
The money?
Yes.
I think I've learned my lesson.
Hmm?
I think I've learned my lesson. He kind of looks back at his family for a moment, then he turns back around.
You've got something important here, so I think you have.
Huh?
I think you have something important here.
I think so, too. You should speak up.
This is as loud as I can.
I can tell.
And remember, we're Slate the Great and the Fearsome Eight.
Slate.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah, I can't believe I got excited as soon as he said.
Round up. Fearsome Eight, let's go.
All right.
Giddy up.
On the way.
On the road
again.
Whips out the cowboy hat.
Really can't wait to get on the road again. All right.
Now, Scrunt. Navigation. Ren. Again,
I just want to point out that he has done a very good job of taking care of Odin to where he is like healed Odin.
Ren doesn't say anything about it. Didn't even notice. I mean, he noticed. He's gonna pretend like he didn't even notice.
Odin might even be better than he was before. Mm.
Before he got struck by
Odin. Before he got struck by lightning.
Odin did this to himself. You know, he's just seen as a maintenance himself.
And I will also say this. Odin and Skrunt have now bonded.
Oh, no.
I feel betrayed.
Oh, no.
I feel betrayed. Me and Odin are going
to
have a talk.
There's some people to get mad at.
He tried... You go after Odin before, like, asking permission? Dude, that's... No, you don't hop in somebody's car and drive off and go, woo!
He didn't drive off, he was sitting there.
He thought about it.
This works like a betrayal. You gotta bring
it. He thought about it.
He was literally just sitting there where Slate left him.
Yeah.
He thought about it. He thought about it. He grabbed the reins and he was like, I'm gonna rev this engine. I was like, no.
Ren did not give consent.
Yeah. How dare you?
Ren's to give it to
I feel violated.
Ren ran off and left.
Did Odin, though?
Violated. Yeah.
Feel violated.
Odin's having a great time
bonded
right now.
With him.
That's his furry animal.
Yeah. this is the worst few days of Ren's life. Right.
So as you get to
what were Grafton's family name? Nikki and
the insane
one. No.
Nikki, little one.
Nikki was the
Nikki was the wife.
Nikki little and the one. Kid's name was Minaj.
Here's Nikki and here's Minaj.
Yeah. Off on the road.
And they said their house was gonna be on the beach.
As y'all...
The daughter's name is Haley. And we're...
As you roll...
We're rolling on the road. We're not flying. Yeah.
As you get close, it's... Y'all go for a while, but... You get close, there is what looks like a long pier or dock. There are ships. Oh, I meant to bring something. It's okay. There are ships. With some sort of, each one of them is different, but a lot of them have a floating or flying device attached to them in some way. The dock is stretched out over what looks like a sea of cloud. You have to park because you can't ride it all the way down. And, You have to get out and walk down the pier.
Scrun, is this where your ship is?
That's it. We're all the way down at the inn. Cool. One of the larger ships, I might add.
Can Odin get on the ship? Or what is he supposed to do?
He pets him gently. He's like, I sure wish he could.
He can't?
Okay.
No.
Right.
Is there a place that we can... keep them?
I believe there's some stalls nearby. They'll take care of them.
Ren, you might want to go.
Yeah, me and Odin have to
talk.
I don't
mind taking him.
No, me and Odin have to talk.
Ren needs to have
a heart. It's been a long day. Come on, buddy.
I guess...
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah, I'm about to say, somebody needs to go with you, but... the rest of us, I guess, could probably go talk to the captain with Scrunt. Is everybody fine with that?
Well, you'll go with me, but I don't know if you'll meet the captain just yet.
Whoever we need to talk to.
DM, this is the East Coast, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to switch it back to the...
Yeah, I thought for some reason that... I was like, that's not it.
That ain't the coast. That's some trees.
And a mushroom.
Man, we really blew up a camp.
No, not we.
Yeah, Ashaun blew up a camp.
Ashaun killed literally
the blind man.
The blind man.
It reminds me of one time when we were fighting with a little girl, and she blew up a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Little halfling
broccoli
head girl.
Broccoli.
Oh, that's right. She ice knifed like three people in one turn, and they all exploded. Yeah, it was great.
Was she playing, or were you playing for her?
She was playing for real that time. Yeah, that was her decision. She just rolled very well. Max damage.
What a mysterious place.
So yeah, I mean, somebody needs to take lead, because I cannot take lead in my current condition.
I vote not me.
Ignolin.
Yeah.
Can you take lead on
our legal?
Sure.
You and Scrunt handling whatever we got to do while Zephyr and Ren go handle getting Odin settled.
Ashaun, do you need someone to help you walk around?
I can walk fine. It's just depth's a little weirder now.
I'm just going to walk a little slower.
Okay.
I'm assuming at this point I'm like starting to feel this thing like it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'm probably starting to feel this thing like really affect
Definitely,
me.
Definitely. I also want to point out I'm pretty sure we lost all our apples.
Yeah.
in the lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Because who's going to grab a whole barrel of apples?
Yeah. I would have grabbed enough to last me like a little bit.
I mean, it probably crashed. It probably broke, but you could probably get a few apples.
Yeah. I would have grabbed enough like in a satchel, but like that's not enough for multiple days.
No.
It's enough for like maybe 2 days.
All right. So he's going to lead everybody out up. Down the pier or down the dock, and then you know have like the plank that mm-hmm. you walk up onto the ship, and there's a whole crew up there of them, and he just kind of walks off. He's like, "All right, you guys stay here," and he just walks off and heads into the captain's quarters.
Do we trust this guy?
Let's just see what he
does. Ren wouldn't if he were there.
I don't think we have much choice.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know this guy. I'm just asking.
I'm not going to follow him anywhere on his ship. So we'll just see what he says.
I didn't hear anybody say anything just now. But I will tell y'all some advice that I heard from someone one time. That if animals trust someone, then they're probably trustworthy. He doesn't look at Ren. What that is?
Yeah. Lita, shut up.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't look at Rian the whole time. I didn't hear anybody say anything, but I've heard if animals trust somebody, they're probably trustworthy. You could probably trust them. And Odin clearly liked him, so.
Well, I didn't hear anybody say that, but I heard one time that animals trust people, and maybe we should listen to that advice as well.
Very poignant of you, Ren.
He's trying so hard.
Just sitting there, hands crossed.
He's trying so hard.
We're just waiting on the moment that Slate tells a joke and Ren just laughs as hard
as
he can.
Very poignant of you.
I didn't hear anything either.
Ren.
But if I did, I would think that person probably knows a lot about animals.
Yeah. Because
they are one.
This is so awkward.
I didn't hear anything either, but.
What?
Scrunt, you almost done.
Alright, over to the
over to E2.
Ren's just real mopey. Just kinda like kicking rock.
You know, it's silly to be distrustful for no reason.
Huh? Are you talking to me? I couldn't hear you because of how traumatic my day was today. My bison befriended another man. I feel betrayed.
I'm not going to pretend to understand that feeling. But I mean, sometimes bisons have to branch out. You know? Like,
we're not breaking up.
No.
I love him.
No, you're just seeing other people.
You know what? Odin, maybe? Ren grabs Odin's face. You know, maybe this would be good. You know, you can just stay here for a few days. We'll be back. You can really think about, you know, relationships with this really weird, kind of rude guy.
Yep, not rude.
He's rude.
Nope.
Zephyr, why are you here with our moment right
because
now?
Because I want to make sure that... Hey... Have I ever complained whenever you've tagged along?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
fair.
You have.
That's fair enough.
Okay, Odin, I love you.
If you really love him, you'll let him go.
I thought you were going to tell me to stay. Yeah, okay, just I'm going to let him go into this stall.
Well, let's make sure nobody's going to steal him. Yeah. He's pretty unique.
Okay.
So that's the reason I came.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, are you in love with your animal?
Yes. Yes, I am.
This is weird.
He's like a son to me.
Your buffalo
Whoa.
That's all he is?
Whoa, Flyson.
Nope. Okay.
It's a
buffalo.
It's a buffalo. It's a flying buffalo. Yeah.
Yep.
What a Flyson is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
It's a flying buffalo.
No, it's a buffalo.
Buffalo wings, you know, they eat those in some places.
Ah, not these. Wings. Not these, because they're if you eat delicious. These, then you die the worst death possible.
Okay, how much to put our animal friend here
where?
Up for a few days?
The way we do here is you don't pay it from, you pay after.
Okay, how much after? Mm-hmm. After.
Do you know the name of your ship?
It's got that really rude guy.
Scrunt's the first mate of the ship.
Oh, Scrunt!
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, the jerk. What?
Jim, that's what he said.
Yeah, sure.
And yep. you take care of him. He'll be here when we get back. All nice and safe.
Absolutely.
Okay, insight check. That's the reason I came.
You can okay. Insight check.
I was told that everybody in the Orient Ocean is crazy, so. That's a dirty 20.
There's no reason to doubt.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to be with Scrub.
Yeah.
Yep, unfortunately, okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm trying to be off there. Okay.
Just speaking tongues.
That wasn't a language I know.
Just doing a little calculations. How many days you might be up.
Whoa, you made that sound like it was like a month or something.
Okay.
You never know. You know, they say anyone who lives around the Orient Ocean will stay down here. That's crazy. We're a crazy lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know why they say that?
No.
It's a terrifying place.
Yeah.
You have to be, you know, crazy brave.
Oh, it's brave crazy.
Cool.
That's better.
Yeah, so do we just sign somewhere?
I need you to sign him over to me.
No, like...
To my cat.
Okay.
You have to sign him over to my cat.
Could I read that paper real quick? Just want to go over the details.
There's nothing to read. You just... sign this paper, you sign him into my care, because if you don't come back to him, if for something were to happen and you die out there, then we have are stuck with a animal, in this case a Flyson, who cannot be paid for. So we therefore have to sell said Flyson if you do not return. So it has to be signed over to my care. But I will keep him until I know that the ship that you have agreed to be on is returned.
And you will give him back to us when we return.
That's what I said.
So okay. Is there like a time limit before you're like, they're dead?
I know when that ship comes in. When you sign him to me. Oh, you're not very bright.
Well, I mean, if we don't come back, how is the ship going to come back?
We're just not.
You don't trust very well, do
you? No, that's the problem.
No, that's they my Flyson. Like I don't trust anything.
We're not from around
you
here.
You sign him over to me, and I write a ship's name with his name. And then I take care of him for you. And when that ship comes back, I look for everyone who has an animal that was on that ship.
Okay.
If you do not pick your animal up and pay for it, if you don't pay for it, I get to keep your animal.
That's pretty okay. Normal. That's pretty normal.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you don't come back because something crazy, like a crazy aircraft and reaches up and grabs you off the ship and eats you.
Did she just say an aircraft?
Did you just say an aircraft?
I said that. Then the owner did not return and I have to sell said Flyson to get my money.
Okay.
Okay. Just for a second. Is there actually a such thing as an air kraken?
I told you, it's crazy out there.
And second thing,
don't be brave.
If it does take us a while to get back and you sell the Flyson, could you keep the receipt on who bought the Flyson for me? Just as like a double precaution.
You don't trust me.
No, I trust you. I just want to see like if you would keep the receipt or not, like keep a record.
I mean, I put your name there.
Okay, well, I'll sign. I'm gonna sign.
Come back, I'll sell you your fly suit to whoever wants the fly suit.
I'm gonna sign.
It may be a long time before we come back, so just give us a long time.
I will give you until that ship that I know of.
Okay.
Scrunt is on.
Okay. So, okay.
I'm gonna
just sign. Sign the paper.
I'm gonna sign. As I'm signing, I just want to say this. If anything happens to that bison, I will kill everyone.
Is that a threat?
That's against her.
You could.
She said threat.
You could take it or leave it. I mean,
it's a threat.
Take.
You're threatening me.
No, not you specifically. Just the whole planet.
It's just the universe.
So yeah, every living thing in existence except for that bison.
If you don't come back, my friend, I'm going to believe you're dead.
Okay, that's cool. You know, we can.
Yeah.
You're not going to win too many friends with that kind of personality.
Nope. I think I got enough.
All right. Thank you so much. Get out. Yeah,
here's the paper. Bye. I love you, Odin. I love you, Odin.
Now you have fun on that ship, okay?
She turns around and walks off.
I'm more scared for you now.
she. I'm guessing y'all sign, and she walks off with.
Yep.
With.
I love you, buddy.
She feels pretty confident the ship's returning, guys.
Yeah.
You have fun on that ship.
I love you, Odin.
All right.
I just feel like I dropped my first kid off at daycare, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
First day of kindergarten.
First day of kindergarten. It was rough.
Candy.
So, once y'all finally get on the ship.
Ren's crying.
Scrunt back yet?
Scrunt comes out.
Okay.
All right, you maggots.
He's talking to the whole crew. Right?
Oh, okay.
It's not just y'all. It's everybody.
Why do you say maggots?
Huh?
Why do you say maggots?
Shh. Oh, the crew's like, shh.
Did I hear someone talking out of turn?
That was me. Just a question. Just a simple question.
We don't ask questions. Do we?
And all of them go, we don't ask questions.
Why don't we ask questions?
Oh, ask questions? Shut up, Lita.
We don't ask questions.
Rian.
We don't ask questions.
You getting it. I like you.
I like you too.
He was talking about punching him earlier.
Yeah.
I was wrong about you.
Yep, gain the trust.
All right. I'm going to put you on your duties before we set sail.
He said duties.
I was waiting for it. I'm sorry.
I've got my eye on you. You spotted little. All right.
He looks back over there.
All right.
He starts naming off people. Kind of like partnering people and with who they're going to be with, and y'all don't know any of their names right now, so it's not going to matter. And then as he's going through, he goes,
"All right, do I have any people proficient in the magic?" Well, I was going to put you two together anyway, because I believe he could keel over any day. And aren't you like a holy man?
Holy man?
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, see, of sorts.
Well, I want you to keep a close holy eye on him.
My eyes are holy on him.
Holy on him. And make sure he don't just keel over.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Keep him healed.
Right.
Okay. Keep you two together, because I need me magic users close. You know, there's some craziness out there, fellas. And you.
And me.
We might need you. All right. Let's say you put the rest of you together. Let's say, Ignolin. You're going to be partnered with Lita. Okay?
You know me. Can I go over there?
We don't ask questions.
This is my favorite.
This is about to be the best arc.
I can heal.
We don't ask questions.
There was not a question. That was a statement.
That's good to know. So you'll be able to heal yourself if you get hurt.
So I can help.
All right.
No? Okay, cool.
Let's see. I believe I'm going to be putting you on one of the cannons. And let's see, Slate the Greek, Grape, Slate the Grape.
My favorite's the Grape.
Yeah.
You're going to be with Rainy O'Callaghan.
Oh, no.
Rams.
Cheesing. It's a great day to be alive.
Is it too late to get off? We don't ask questions. We don't ask questions. And Ren.
Ren's trying not to throw up over the side of the boat.
You're going to be with me.
Ren just looks off in the distance. Dear God.
We're going to be real good friends. And I am the first mate. And I got my spellcasters. I got my cannoneers. And we're going to set sail. And then have a pilot up there that takes them off. And then they release and it sinks just a little bit into the cloud and then starts to move forward. And so this is a large, feels like a pirate ship. It's huge. And with like a dirigible attached above it that helps it to stay afloat in the air. And they are going to ride off into the sunset. Not really, because that would be the opposite direction, but away from the sunset into the dark, sunrise. Into the stars. No. And that's where we're going to end tonight.
Oh.
Wow. The greatest arc of this campaign begins.
Yeah.
And we're on a boat, an arc of the boat.
Yep. Zinger.
God.
I love you guys.
Cheers.
Every one of you.
God bless you. Cheers. Everyone.
Yo ho.
What
you call it? Yo.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Homebrew. Check out our backlog of episodes on your podcast player of choice or on our YouTube channel at Homebrew Creative.